Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play along by yourself or compete against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 70s, Fruity Tunes, and Who's Talking? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs of the 1970s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Let's get to it. Question 1. In 1979, Sister Sledge released a disco anthem that celebrates the bond between relatives. What is the title of this disco hit? Question 2. What 1978 hit by the Village People had a popular accompanying dance that went with the song? Question 3. In 1979, Blondie sang about someone having a heart made of what material? Question 4. What band did Paul McCartney form in 1971 following the conclusion of the Beatles? Question 5. In 1975, AC/DC declared it's a long way to the top if what? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Fruity Tunes. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which happen to have a fruit mentioned in their title. Your job is to correctly identify the song title from the clue provided. 1 point is available per correct answer. Let's get to it. Question 6. A 2021 hit from Justin Bieber about fruit from the state of Georgia. Question 7. A 2002 hit by the band Garbage, which also refers to a body part. Question 8. A 1993 disco single from U2's Zeropa album. Question 9. A sugary 2019 hit from former One Direction member Harry Styles. Question 10. A repetitious hit from Neil Diamond in 1966, inspired by a relationship with an older woman. That concludes round 2. It's time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person who is speaking. Here we go. Question 11.
The record really kind of reflects the times us growing up in Orange County and spending, you know, the last 2 years in a garage about, I don't know, one street from Disneyland. You could actually hear the fireworks and the Matterhorn every night. So that's why we named the record Tragic Kingdom. It's kind of a playoff. The Magic Kingdom, which, don't you have Euro Disney, right? Euro?
Yeah.
We have the original Disneyland. That's our backyard.
Question 12.
If I'm going to have to live with terminology, which I have to, I don't mind chameleon because at least it affords me the possibility to develop and progress. I'd rather have that label than a label that prevented me from change. Yeah, I've used my visual image and I hope that I in some way have sort of changed some of the expected notions of how we should look.
Question 13.
I'd rather listen to that one more. That's the one that I would put on more often. But as it is, you know, they'll play like a Tad song, and then I'll be listening to the radio, and then they'll play another cool Nirvana song or something, and then Soundgarden, and then they'll play our song. It'll be like the small town song, you know, the slow one. It just makes me really mad. Because it's really not that representative of the record.
Question 14.
A whole lot of things happened, you know, obviously the success of Hot Shot, but, you know, it's just been a roller coaster ride where I'm concerned. I'm very, very happy, and I'm happy for everyone in my industry. For me, this whole thing is good because it highlights me as a reggae artist and the genre of music which I represent, which is reggae music, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Question 15.
Well, I was able to quit UPS earlier than I thought, but a few months later, my manager called and said, your song Fireflies has just gone to number one on, like, everything, and it's, like, number one in 24 countries, and I can't even tell you what this means, but it's good. And I was like, you know, Mom, my song just went to number four in 24 countries. And it was like, and she didn't know what that meant.
That's all our rounds complete. Hang around because we're going to be back after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one. Hit songs of the 1970s. Question 1. We Are Family by Sister Sledge. Question 2. YMCA. Although the group never intended for there to be a dance routine with the chorus. Question 3. Heart of Glass. The track hit number 1 in the UK, US and Australia. Question 4. Wings. They would go on to have many hits, including Mull of Kintyre and Live and Let Die. Question 5. It's a long way to the top if you wanna rock and roll. Continuing on to round 2, Fruity Tunes, here are the answers. Question 6. Peaches by Justin Bieber. Question 7. Cherry Lips by Garbage, sometimes called Cherry Lips Go Baby Go. Question 8. Lemon by U2. Question 9. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Question 10. Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond. For our final round today, you were trying to identify the music star who was speaking. Here are the answers. Question 11. Gwen Stefani, talking about recording No Doubt's hit album, Tragic Kingdom. Question 12. Annie Lennox, discussing her ever-changing style. Question 13. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam on what songs get picked for radio play. Question 14. Shaggy reviewing his successful year in 2001. Question 15. Al City, also known as Adam Young, discussing when he became successful enough to quit his day job. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. You can also follow us or subscribe to know when new episodes become available. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.